Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us here on Monday, July 14th. Lansing is about to get its first distillery. Well, its first legal distillery, anyway. American Fifth Spirits is coming to the city's Stadium District. American Fifth will make a variety of spirits, from vodka to gin to liqueurs. It's a project 5 years in the making, or in the words of one of our next guests, from idea to madness. And here to tell us more about American Fifth Spirits and what it hopes to offer, President and Head Distiller Rick Weibel. Rick,
good morning.
Welcome. And also Mike Bird, the distillery's Marketing Director. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
So tell us when this dream took off and where you are today.
Well, like you said, it's been 5 years since I put this idea together. Back in 2009, funding was short to come by.
Hard time to look, search for funding. Oh, nine.
Yes.
Not a real good year.
Not a real good year. And honestly, the industry was in its infancy at that point. So there wasn't a lot of history to draw on. So over the past 5 years, the industry has really taken off, and it was easier to find people who wanted to support it, both financially and obviously consumers that we're looking for.
Okay. Mike, why'd you take this on? What's the passion here for this?
Because I can handle the madness, I guess, once you get into that realm. I enjoy the process of it. It's a Michigan-based product. Everything we do starts from Michigan, from our grain to where we have it made to where we're going to sell it to what we want to scream. So I wanted to be on board, just on board with something like that, but it's so new and fresh that nobody else has done it.
Really,
it's
exciting.
Such a trailblazing. Yeah.
What qualifies as a micro distillery exactly, Rick?
Well, that falls under what the state licensing is. So as long as we don't produce more than 60,000 gallons of hooch a year, we're micro.
Okay. So you are going in the hooch direction here, basically.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, tell us more about the various alcoholic beverages. What are you going to offer, Mike?
Well, we'll start off with vodka. We're going to call it Hue Vodka. That'll be released here in a few weeks. The next step that we have will be a gin product that we're going to make called Capital Gin. And then as the tasting room itself gets open, we're going to move into white whiskey, more traditionally known as hooch or moonshine. And that'll be an in-house product that we're going to kind of move towards. And that's going to be our natural flow in the beginning, while we're getting set up those first three drinks.
Now, are you still refining the distillery process for any of these, or it sounds like you're about ready to move on the vodka?
Yeah, the vodka is done. We're just waiting for the government to approve the label so we can slap a label on there and sell it.
Okay.
So that will be distributed throughout the state. The Capital Gin will be distributed throughout the state. And then we'll do multiple things that'll be available just in the tasting room. So that's part of the whole licensing process, is we can sell out of our tasting room as well. So we can make cocktails out of anything that we produce there, mm-hmm. and then people can buy a bottle and take it home with them.
Rick, how did you get into this madness?
I've actually been in the beer and wine wholesale business for the past 10 years. So over the course of that, I've seen Michigan wines take off, Michigan beer take off. And then really the only other segment of that was spirits. So when the state reduced their license fee from $10,000 down to $100,000, that's sort of what is the catalyst for the
sounds
the
like
boom.
An incentive.
Exactly.
And are you saying that all of the ingredients that you will need to make all of these alcoholic beverages are grown here in Michigan?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have to import anything to create vodka, gin, or like light whiskey?
Well, I mean, there's some stuff that we would like to get exotic, but as far as our mainstays, I mean, we have basically the best agriculture you can get for grain in the country.
Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not draw from the motherland, so to speak, right here? That's part of the reason why we wanted to do it. I mean, we've got the best grains available right in our backyard. Why not go ahead and run through the best process available and make them taste the best, you know?
Yeah, we've gone through or gone around and spoken with a lot of farmers, local farmers, and there's a reason, as we found out, that the top four cereal producers are based in Michigan, and it's all about the grain here. The quality of grain is superb.
Rick Weibel and Mike Bird are our guests here on Current State. They are the president and head distiller of American Fifth Spirits, and Mike Bird is the distillery's marketing director. Is this truly Lansing's first distillery ever?
Based on the research I have done, which just it accounts for tax records. So the government tracks all that stuff. And apparently, there's never been any taxes paid out of Lansing from a distillery prior to this point.
So Jedediah Primrose in 1843 didn't have a distillery at what is now the intersection of the...
I was wondering if we were going to get a Jedediah reference today. It finally got pulled out, so thank you, Mark.
Well, in the 19th century, I mean, anybody who knows much about American history knows, I mean, alcohol was big business in the 19th century.
Well, yeah, across the country, again, according to my research, there were over 3,000 distilleries. And then Prohibition hit, and obviously it slowed everything down. Mm.
Did you guys visit similar operations before you launched this, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How many? Did you travel the country?
Well, I actually lived outside of Michigan for the last 15 years between Vegas, Houston, and Phoenix. I was born and bred here, went to Michigan State, graduated in 2000. So, you know, in my research, I've been to several places that are distilleries and serve distilled products, and I've seen lots of them, yes. But the mainstay about it, every one of them has a story. It's the story of what they're doing and why they're doing it, and that's what made them all unique. Like, you know, you've got your Tito's, you know, why they're doing what they do. Even if you get into, like, your breweries, they have these stories. Well, it's an awesome story. So I got involved because I want to tell the story of how it works, because it doesn't need to be secretive.
Okay.
It's a fun process to go and talk to the locals to get our stuff, work with local products while we're here, sell it locally, and get it big from locally from here. It's just a fun story. I mean, what other business do you have that opportunity to really start as the baby and go all the way through the process and then go show it off and make money for it?
And you're creating a retail space, for lack of a better word, social space where people can come and sample what you're doing. Tell us where that is.
That is on Larch Street, down across from the Lugnut Stadium, just north of Michigan Avenue. I mean, we're spitting distance. If you walk out of Lugnuts and turn left, you're going to run into our building. So the goal is to have the tasting room, and it truly is a tasting room experience. We're not a bar. We're not doing loud music. We're not doing television. We want people to be able to come in and learn about what it is we're doing, but also have a good time while they're there. So
you're calling it a social club, though. Mm-hmm. Correct? Or
tasting room.
A tasting room.
Yeah, so think like a winery tasting room when you go in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really want to redefine that tasting room in the spirits world so that people have that chance to come in and do just that. We're not looking for people to come in and get blasted. We like them to come in and try a good quality spirit, have a quality drink, and then go on about their way after they buy a bottle.
And how are people responding that you're telling about this grand experiment?
Are literally banging our door saying, when are you going to open? Wow. Will you please hurry up? It's been awesome. It's been the best community experience I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, the downtown Lansing area has really embraced us. And really, since there isn't a big brewery here or wineries here, we're hoping that the city embraces what we're doing and kind of takes ownership of it.
I can't wait to see how it takes off. Rick Weibel and Mike Bird are our guests here. They are the brains and the brawn behind American Fifth Spirits, which is taking shape in downtown Lansing. The city's first distillery is about to open on North Larch Street. Talk to us about the process of opening this distillery as far as dealing with city and state regulations.
Well, first of all, it all starts with the federal government. So I submitted the federal application back in January, I believe, same time I ordered the still. The still is being manufactured for us out of Germany, and so we're waiting for that importation to happen. And it took...
Might be a day late after the World Cup thing.
Right, yeah, yeah. They're probably still partying there. So, yeah, we're... the federal license, we received that back in May, and then we have to go through a state licensing as well. But we need to apply for that closer to the tasting room being ready to open. We're waiting on the building permits from the city in order for us to start renovating everything that we've already demolished in the building.
How many square feet?
The footprint of the building is 4,600 square feet.
Okay.
About 900 of that is going to be distillery production area. Another 1,200 is going to be whiskey storage. And then the rest is, you know, is offices, bathrooms, tasting room. And then there's a whole second floor. So if everything goes according to plan, within about a year after we open, we will add a full kitchen and do full food as well. And then we will open up the second floor and do special events or other activities up there.
How big is a distiller, and what does it look like?
A still?
Yeah.
Well, they range. The one we're purchasing.
The ones you're getting.
Yeah, the one we're purchasing holds about 45 to 50 gallons and stands about 10 feet tall. And so out of that, we can distill something to about 80, maybe 85% alcohol.
And what's the story behind the name? American Fifth Spirit.
All right, yeah, that's a good question.
The fifth is a legendary, it's a legendary quantity.
It is, and it's uniquely American.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the craft spirits movement being an American phenomenon right now, because of the deregulation, I guess you could say, and then the fifth being a uniquely American measurement, that's what we chose to go with.
And you hope to open your doors when?
On the fifth.
that was baked in the cake.
Yeah. We're going to say October. Today is October.
October. Vodka in a few weeks. It'll be called Hugh, and gin and light whiskey to follow shortly thereafter.
As soon as we get our doors open,
okay,
it'll be available.
This is so exciting. We're glad to have had our guests here. Rick Weibel, president and head distiller of American Fifth Spirits. Mike Bird is American Fifth's marketing director. Look for them. It's taking shape on North Larch right across from Cooley Law School Stadium. Mike and Rick, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.